Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
You're right, Clark. You got a text to send there?
Yeah, sorry. I was sending just checking a text.
Just anything exciting on the old WhatsApp?
Yeah, it was me texting Clarky saying, dude, we're recording.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting.
For those of you that don't know, House Meeting is when three likely lads sit down together and just absolutely spew forth the things that they're thinking about.
Absolutely right. It's a new format that I don't think any podcast have done before. Three white men talking to each other about nothing important.
Check it out.
Do check it out, please.
Three white people who aren't talented enough to get on television have found an outlet that they don't need to be commissioned for.
Absolutely.
Have a
right.
Listen.
Congratulations. We've just been commissioned. We've just self-commissioned ourselves for another episode, and you're about to listen to it. But before all of that, we have self-commissioned ourselves a live panel show.
Whoa.
If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, on the Tuesday the 27th, then get yourself tonight to the Phoenix at in Cavendish Square. And see a Flatshare slam down that features not just Tom Davis, but also Ooh. Esther Benito.
Ooh.
Two great pals. First time Tom's been on the show. Esther's done a Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, but it's the first time she's done a Pappy's Flatshare slam down. I'm really delighted to have them both on the show. It's going to be very exciting to have them. That'll be happening tonight at Phoenix.
Tonight.
So yeah, we'll have a few more dates coming up very, very soon for post-summer flat slams. So get yourself to pappiescomedy.com/live to find out when we're going to be around next.
Let me tell you, these live recordings, they're well worth the trip. They're a good old time. They are a really good old time.
They're banging.
Yeah,
Come on down and have a laugh.
We had a brilliant time. As we record this, we've just recently finished one with Sophie Duker and Josh Jones that was absolutely brilliant. We had a brilliant time. Thanks to everyone who came along to that. You'll be able to hear that start of next month. In fact, in a week's time, you'll be able to hear that.
Yeah.
So get ready for that. Very exciting. Oh, also as well, if you're going to be at the Latitude Festival this year, we don't know what day we're performing, but we are going to be there doing a Flatshare Slam Down live at the Latitude Festival.
Yes.
So that should be very exciting. If you do see us, do come along and watch the show and do say hello. That'd be very fun. Also, get the Patreon as well. Go to the Patreon if you want to get discounted tickets to any of our live shows, plus a bonus episode every single week. I would say actually the bonus episode of the pop rounds are even sort of they're weirdly more structured and more like a podcast than House Meeting.
Wow. So if it's structure that you crave, get to the Patreon.
Absolutely. If you find these fun but a little too freewheeling, if you'd like to,
are
you
talking about yourself?
Are you
talking about yourself here?
I'm always talking about myself, mate. Never not talking about myself, man. Yes, and if any of the issues in today's episode affect you, then please do email us at pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. We've actually had a very interesting email, but I will save that till after the pod.
Whoa, that is what's known in the trade as a teaser. All right, well, we'll see you after House Meeting for this email.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a House Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House Meeting.
If you were recording yourself 24/7, if you had a, like, if you were EdTV.
What a reference. Yeah, absolutely.
EdTV.
The Gentleman's Truman Show.
Came out around the same time, didn't it? It was one of those, yeah. You know, I obviously went to see both of them in the cinema and loved them both. But I think Truman Show, what it had on its side was the sort of the religiosity, if that's the word. You know, like, it made it seem like it was more profound than it was. Whereas EdTV was very much grounded in reality.
Yeah. Do you know what I call the Truman Show? A wanky EdTV. I always have.
But even before you'd seen either movie.
I always go, I'll probably see the wanky EdTV as well.
Even though EdTV famously starts with the wanking scene as well.
Does it?
Do you remember that? Like the first morning where he like realises he's being recorded. He like wakes up, starts having a wank, and then like sees the cameras and is like, oh well, and carries on.
It sets out its stall early doors. It says, look, you're in safe hands. None of this drawing on the fucking mirror like a six-year-old with toothpaste and saluting the crown or whatever that guy's up to. This guy's keeping it real. That's why everyone likes Ed. All I remember is he plays a lot of pool with a bottle holder around his neck. And that seemed quite an impressive thing.
Did he have like a a bottle holder around his neck? Yeah, no wonder they wanted to film him 24/7.
Yeah,
he's cracked life.
Exactly, he's a working class ledge.
The bit I remember was when they follow all the, you know, like there's a bit when they said, "Well, we're going to follow every member of his family." Do you remember that? And so there's like a split screen. They're watching in the, you know, Rob Reiner and Ellen DeGeneres are watching the split screen of all of them together. And they're filming Martin Landau, and all he's doing, because he's like the granddad, he's just sat on a mobility scooter, waving his arms around to get the cameras out of the way. And I remember thinking, you know what? If that was a channel in real life, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
You're telling me when you come home from a hard day at work, you don't want to sit down and watch harassed Martin Landau?
You know the parable of the three blind men trying to describe what an elephant is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's us with EdTV, isn't it?
It really is.
None of us can remember it, but we've all got very distinct memories of completely different bits.
And I really, there's three bits that really resonate with me. They're mostly to do with Martin Landau. Firstly, Martin Landau, that scene where he's waving his arms trying to get the camera away. The second thing is he says he has to push in order to pee. And I thought, oh, that's what's lying ahead, is it? And then the other thing is, you know how he eventually bests Rob Reiner's character? Do you know that?
No.
That bit, he's the TV exec.
No, cannot.
He finds out that Rob Reiner has had like a penile pump inserted that allows him to get, he has to pump himself up to get a bonus. And he reveals that on television. And Rob Reiner's at the head of the network and he shuts the whole thing down. And that's how he eventually bests him. Oh my God.
So basically, if we're the three blind men describing an elephant, Clark is focused on wanking, I focused on booze, and you focused on old men and erectile dysfunction.
That's kind of the
EdTV test. You give me 5 seconds with someone.
Test, yeah.
Yeah, you give me 5 seconds with someone talking about EdTV and I'll tell you what type of person you have there.
You fall into three categories. So anyway, yeah, if you were being recorded 24 hours a day, Tom.
And I guess we're talking body cams.
Body cams? Have they
put cams in your eyes? Like glasses? I guess glasses is better than camera in your eyes, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. Also, what's wrong with a body cam? A body cam's on the chest, isn't it? You can have a body cam on the chest.
Right, yeah.
You can wear a body cam hat.
I thought it was like one on your chest but pointing at your face. Like the scene.
No, it's not a Radiohead video.
No.
Right.
It's not that one that Adam Buxton did. It's so that you can film what people are doing to you, isn't it? It's police officers wear them in case they get harassed.
Yeah,
we should bloody wear them.
We're talking body cam on the chest, and we're talking two cameras in your glasses that mirror where your eyes are looking.
What about if you're not wearing glasses? I mean, it's fine for me.
You are wearing glasses. That's part of the...
Okay, you've got to wear glasses.
Is this Apple's new thing? Are we wearing those
Yeah, like if you don't normally wear glasses, then you haven't got any, they won't have any lenses in. But the technology is that the eyes show what you're looking at.
Right.
Yeah.
The camera eyes look show what you're looking at. The body cam shows what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
You're mic'd up to the nines.
Can I just ask one question? There's nothing attached to your brain to show what you're thinking about, is there?
No.
No, okay. We're not at that dystopian stage just yet.
They can't film that yet.
No, okay, fine.
Then I'm in.
Would you? Not would you.
Yeah.
What do you think it would change about your daily routine?
Almost everything.
I mean, I was just trying to work out who could watch as well, or who's watching, but...
Yeah, go on. Is it just on a website somewhere that you can go and, you know, a bit like that, being John Malkovich, you can be Tom Parry.
Well, you don't control it. No, you can just tap in and see what he's up to. You can just log into tomparry.com and be like, oh yeah, he's in Waitrose again.
Can you see when someone's looking at it? I can just imagine, like, every time you click to someone, the web page they're looking at just suddenly gets scrolled over to a new one. The tab changes.
No, you don't know.
Right.
If you were being watched at all times, would you change? Yeah, of course. You'd change every aspect of your life, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What would you not... I don't know. No. I think after a week, you'd just crack on.
I think the first thing I would stop... The first thing I would stop doing is WhatsApp and text groups.
Oh, yeah.
Just think that would have to be day one. Just gone. WhatsApp and text groups, that's over. That part of my life, I've got to draw a veil over it. It's not happening anymore.
Is that your last bastion of privacy in a way?
Yeah, my encrypted WhatsApps. Yeah.
Your last options for private thoughts, jokes, etc.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Is WhatsApp.
That's the salon it's happening in.
Yeah, I had a chat with Clark about this the other day, where ironically not, but I was saying, God, like,
face-to-face there's chat.
I was like, there's a, you've got to have that group where, what's that group where you can say the stuff that you can't say, like, what's your most trusted WhatsApp group, I guess. I think everyone's got one that's like, this is what I think about this.
Yeah,
you kind of said that isn't something you necessarily have. Is that right? Or have you got one?
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. I was like, what would I have said? I can't remember what I'd say. And I can't particularly think of one. But I guess...
I've got more than one. That's how much I've got to get out.
You've got more than one. Clarky hasn't got one.
Yeah.
Weirdly, you see? The wanking, the booze, the old man.
Both of you are in at least one of them. So I'm clearly playing at a different level. Either that or what I've got to say that's so outrageous isn't actually as outrageous as I thought. They're like,
I mean, me and Clarky have a reaction group to that.
But here we go. It's called Crosby's comforting.
Most of it is just going, I'm thinking of leaving. No, don't, it'll upset him. Oh no, okay, alright, I'll stay for another day. But if he says another thing like that, I'm out. Oh, I'm thinking of leaving again. You know, it goes back and forth.
But that's what WhatsApp's become now, has it? It's the last bastion of weirdly, the last bastion of privacy is actually a social media site where you share things with other people.
Yeah. But I mean, well, the last bastion of privacy is the inside of the brain. That's why I was more worried about them putting a little, you know, a little thing up the nose that goes into the brain, and then all your thoughts are being...
But you know, Musk is working on that shit.
Oh, I saw something the other day that was they'd got someone to think of an image, and they printed a picture. Where did I see that video? Oh, I saw it recently on the internet. But it's definitely, the technology is not far away of being able to stick it. You know that advert where you could stick a jack into someone's head and hear what music they were thinking of? We're not far away from that advert.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Soon.
I saw them doing that. I saw them telling musicians to think of songs in as much detail as they could, and then like reading the brain waves and from that being able to replay the songs.
Good luck doing that with me.
That's a song, but it seems like it's just the script for Ed TV.
I could do a similar service, which is I ask someone to think of a bit of Ed TV, and then I fast forward to the bit that I think they're thinking of, and if it isn't the bit where he's got a bottle tied around his neck, then I have to go back to the drawing board.
You know what? I think you've actually cracked into something genuinely a good psychological test about who a person truly is. Because when you said being John Malkovich, I immediately started thinking, what are the things? Because I think about that movie. You know, that's one of the films I loved it when it came out. I think about it probably, I would say, more than a lot of other movies that
more
I've
seen. More than Ed TV.
Well, I don't know, Ed TV's probably up there as well. It's one of those films. I think there's a certain era around the late 90s, early 2000s when I was watching a lot of films.
Yeah.
My brain was still a sponge and I wasn't paying enough attention to my A-level revision and all that was going in instead. Yeah.
And it's when, that's the age where you thought, this shit really matters.
Yes, absolutely.
It was like, whatever this movie, the next great movie will be so important, it will change our lives.
Yeah. And now you look at the Oscars and you go, oh yeah, maybe I might want to go see one of those.
I might watch that. I get the gist. But like, there's that age between 16 and 22, I think, where it was like, this is absolutely vital.
Yeah, it's absolutely crucial.
And can I just interrupt very quickly and say, Matrix...
Enter as many times as you like, man.
The Matrix the Matrix in that period, that's the one that really landed, because now, when you have old Andrew Tate talk about... He references... He's not referencing Ed TV. Imagine if instead...
The Matrix, the Matrix for a film that's, like, you know, old... It's really cut through with the idea of being pilled and stuff and a glitch in the Matrix. All of these things, these terms that are just used all the time. It's really, really cut through. No one's using Ed TV as a reference.
I like to think of in a parallel universe where they're doing that with Ed TV, where Andrew Tate's like, if you think that, then you're just trapped in Ed TV, man.
Has a quick twig from his bottle around his neck and off he goes. Off he goes to prison.
How do they make bread with no wheating?
House meeting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Do you want to do the moments you think of when... you think of John Malkovich. Don't overthink it, but I can tell you straight away the moments that I think of. Job interview, straight away I think about the job interview when John Cusack goes for the job. Again, he shows him a card, it's got like an A on it, and he shows him a card, it's got a lot of squiggles, and he goes, that's not a letter. He goes, that character, the character of the guy doing the job interview, he talks about drinking carrot juice to keep him young. But he says, and I've got to sit down to pee like a goddamn girly girl. That's the phrase he uses. That's the other thing. So it's, if you mention urination in a movie, it stays with me. It seeps into my soul. So clearly I've got some sort of issue.
You're steeped in piss.
I'm steeped in piss. Exactly.
Which is the name of our WhatsApp group, isn't it?
The Crosby Reaction WhatsApp group is steeped in piss. But yeah, I remember that really, really keenly. I also remember that when Cameron Diaz goes into Malkovich's body and she rubs his chest and goes, sexy.
No, this is a film that I thought I knew so much better, but I don't remember either of those moments.
Oh, I loved being John Malkovich.
So are you starting a movie podcast piss club with Mark Kermode?
Yeah. As soon as he returns my emails, it's happening, man.
Famous piss moments in films with Matthew.
That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about what you take away from a film. I think says a lot about you. If you speak to somebody about a film they saw, I mean, what was Malkovich? 99, 98, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so we're talking nearly 25 years ago. If you say to somebody this film you saw 25 years ago, you probably haven't watched it many times since. What bits jump out at you? I think that taps into who that person really is.
Yeah. In my case, it'd be the wrong film, and you go,
That was MTV.
Yeah. John Malkovich has got a bottle around, isn't it?
Tom, once again, that's MTV. What I know about your personality is you've only ever seen one film, and it's MTV. Yeah. Basically, there's this mad video cropped up online the other day of Bob Monkhouse being interviewed, talking about how his mother only ever hugged him twice in his life.
I remember that. I watched that. Yeah, yeah.
And he, in great detail, describes those two moments, and it's incredibly affecting. It's really...
Bloody hell.
Yeah, it's incredible to watch. But he says his mom lived his life by the mantra, what would the neighbours think? And that's... He said the older he's got, the more he believes that's the right way to go about thinking about life. What would the neighbours think?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we've only got more and more.
Hug your son, mate. Fuck's sake.
MTV again.
Tom Cab is just MTV.
Something's stuck in his DVD player. But I was thinking, like, obviously with, like, you know, that actually that's what the neighbours would think is an extension of the life we live now with kind of social media living and Instagram and stuff. Like everything's shown. I don't think it's that long until you'll be able to just log in and watch MatthewCrosby.com, see what you're up to, and everyone will have that. I don't think, but
I think the difference would be that you would. It's, you know, in the same way that, like, for Instagram, you're not sticking every single moment of your life up there. You would probably go, right, I'm going to go live on MatthewCrosby.com for the next half hour, and I'll get all the WhatsApping and all the sticky, you know, grimy...
WhatsApping.
out of the way. And all of my, like, I would make sure that I would, you know, I'd have sat down to pee like a goddamn girly girl. I would have done all those things. And I would have got that out of the way, and then I would have been, and I would have sat down and pushed, and then waved my arms around like an old man because the lights had gone out in the loo. And I would, and then I would go live, and it would be a lot more curated, I think, because that's what, you know. I know there's be real, you know, but I think even that, there's an element of curation to that, isn't there? So I think it's gonna. I can't see a world existing that soon where, like, my dad switches on his camera and just everything he goes about all day becomes life. You know,
I think 10 years.
10 years.
All technology will be wearable, and in order to use it, you have to click a box, and that box will say, "We have access to everything."
All technology will be wearable. Starting, of course, with the bottle holder. Tom's taken one image.
You give me 10 years, and should you want a beer, you'll just be wearing it around your neck. Honestly, in 10 years, I can see us having the technology to make that happen.
You just click a button, and bing,
onto your wearable.
Yeah.
What about, like, cooking appliances? Because surely that seems dangerous, doesn't it? Like, I don't, you know, like my Breville sandwich toaster, I love it, but I like to maintain a safe distance.
I tell you what, though,
it.
that as like a bag slung around your shoulder, you're heading out around your day, and you're able to reach into your bag
Clarkie, it's 25 degrees currently. Why have I got a Breville sandwich toaster strapped under my
technology?
Arm?
Don't worry about that. They would have sorted it out.
That's why they call it dystopian Crosby. Everyone's got a Breville sandwich maker.
Boiling. I've got a Breville sandwich toaster and a NutriBullet under each arm.
That's the future. A Breville sandwich maker stamping on your face forever. That's what he always said. I think that's what... I just think... I'm not saying you're going to be wearing your wok to work. I'm not saying...
By the way, have you been to wok to work? Really good.
Delicious.
Honestly. It's quick, but, you know, the quality's there.
Imagine working there and also having to wear your wok to work. Imagine telling people about that.
Well, it's one of the less exciting days of the in the office calendar, isn't it? You know, bring your daughter to work. Yeah, there's a reason for that. But wear your wok to work. You did it for charity? No, it's just one of the boss's ideas. What's the boss up to now? He's just in his office watching their TV again.
That's it. You mark my words. We'll be back on here in 10 years' time. And all everyone.
Well, that's the most dystopian part of it, of the story so far. That to me. Oh, come on. Come on, robots, take over. I'm absolutely knackered over it. I have to sit down to pee like a goddamn girly girl.
Oh, pee pods going off a storm there.
And I guess, so here's an interesting follow on question.
Yes.
He says. Optimistically.
He says, while still formulating the question in his mind.
He says, optimistically.
I tell you what, if I vamp a little bit, any second now, a question's going to come that will
interesting's in inverted commas. Well, I was about to say, like, as a jokey comment, I was going to say, so Crosby's sure. website would be called www.sitdownlikeagoddamngirlygirltopee.com yeah. or whatever it be. What would your website, if there was a website where you could access it to watch what you were up to all day... What would your title be for your website that isn't just like MatthewCrosby.com?
Pornhub.com?
It would be like, you know, like when you used to buy a bootleg, movie and it'd be filmed in the cinema. And you're like, I fancy watching Pornhub, but through Clarkie's eyes. You know, there's a little extra frisson of having a bit of company while you're doing it.
Where can you find EdTV nowadays? Online? Oh, no, I'll just go to TomParry.com. There he is.
There it is. Just weirdly, the scene again.
Am I right in thinking it's Harrelson, McConaughey and Hurley?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I think you're absolutely right.
That's already a better cast than The Truman Show.
It's definitely Harrison McConaughey, a great pair.
I don't know if this is EdTV versus Truman Show is going to stand up if you watch them both again.
Well, that's a bit of homework for a listener, dear. Watch both of them and report back to us.
I mean, I love how we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, talk about passing the buck.
Yeah.
Well, that's good right. homework. Immediately I thought, oh, Tom's actually going to do some work outside of sitting down in front of the microphone and then started talking about anything he's thought about.
I haven't got time for that.
You haven't got time to watch. You haven't got time to watch two movies between now and... I mean, you've got 3 weeks till the next house meeting.
I mean, listen to this.
He hasn't got time to fit The Truman Show into his EdTV schedule. That's sort of the problem.
Dennis Hopper's in there.
Hopper.
Dennis Hopper's in there.
Hell of a cast.
This is good. Any other surprise names in there? Was I right? Was it right? Is it Rob Reiner and Ellen DeGeneres? Are they the...
Ellen DeGeneres is in there, yes. Yeah. Rob Reiner's in there. Dennis Hopper. Martin Landau, fully right. Adam Goldberg's in there.
You're listening to IMDb, the podcast.
Do you know who else is in there?
No, but I think you're going to tell us.
Harry Shearer and Michael Moore.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's good, man.
Yeah. I think...
It's a good cast.
I actually
Michael
think...
Moore and Mr. Burns.
I think the opposite is true, Clarkie. I think people will revisit and go, bloody hell. EdTV absolutely smashes The Truman Show out of the water.
Do you know what? I'm really into watching it now, actually. EdTV.
watch TV, online. Yeah.
I'm just gonna have a, I'm just gonna see if I can find it and watch online, because I feel like it's really it's really scratched an itch. Oh, an absolute steal! £2.49 on YouTube.
Oh,
£2.49 on Amazon Prime Video. It's a. I forgot it was. It's Ron Howard as well, isn't it? I forgot
yeah,
about
it's
that.
Howard, yeah.
Of course, it's Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
And also, I'm just on Prime Video. 111 views, right? 111 views, 4.5 stars. Yeah. It's doing. It's a good. You know
it's
what?
Doing
if that was a. If that was a, you know, like a little item for the house. If that was a, you know, a teapot or a soup strainer or something, you know,
or a body cam.
Or a body cam, you definitely go 4.5 stars. I'm getting that. Oh, I'm into it, man.
And I honestly will be interested to know if Truman Show holds up.
I don't think it does. I think you'll find actually, EdTV has a lot more to say about the
EdTV
idea
has a lot,
of turning ordinary people into celebrities. It's a precursor to influencer culture. I feel like EdTV might be it should have as much significance as The Matrix. It should be our Matrix, white people. It should be not even the left, just normal people. I'm going to call it the Normies Matrix. That's what I'm calling it. EdTV is the Normies Matrix.
Guys, have you taken no pills?
The only pills I've taken are for my urinary tract infection. But listen, I don't want to talk about that. Please don't get that camera out of my face.
Listen,
I'm just waving my arms around.
You got to wake up and sip from the bottle that's tied round your neck, man.
I've got a bottle that's tied around my leg, actually. I really don't want to talk about that.
I don't want to talk about it, but just stay here for a bit.
Stay here for a while, because I don't want to talk about it. I want to WhatsApp about it, if that's okay. I'm always taking new members. Rent in HD, £3.49, but you don't need to rent in HD.
Never rate. I never rent in HD.
No.
Always downgrade that. Yes,
you've always
got
to go more purchase options. But Clark, you've got a big projector.
Save yourself 80p, something like that.
Exactly. Look after the 80p's and the pounds will look after themselves. the rest of the 20 people
are so broke all the time.
Because you're an HD.
Oh, you're renting in HD, man.
Oh man,
you never rent in HD.
Those films aren't designed. EdTV's not meant to be watched in HD.
Martin Lewis, the money man, came round your house to sort of go through your finances. The first thing he'd be going, "What is this? Pornhub HD? Right, get rid of that first of all.
You don't need it in HD.
You don't need
mate.
It.
That.
You're not,
suddenly I'm in a full
You're
bed.
Not running an IMAX cinema. Just EdTV was meant to be viewed in LD, low def. You should be pixelated all over the place.
Yeah, totally.
You should be like, is that Martin Landau or is that Pac-Man? I can't tell the difference. That's what you want.
Oh no, I'm watching pixels.
It holds up, man. Pixels holds up.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff, man.
I love pixels. What a movie.
House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
I do think there's something in that that to be explored. And also the music is. I know we've talked about it before, but between 16 and 22, that for me is the. But I was a late starter. I think you were a bit culturally crossbow. You're a kind of from 12.
Yeah,
to 22.
Definitely, man.
Yet to arrive.
Everything from 1990 onwards, I was well on board. I was really into it. Smash hits from about 1988, you know, Enemy, Melody Maker from about 1992, 1993. Oh, what a time.
Do you think if we'd been podcasting in the 90s, we'd have had a companion magazine?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't we? Well, yeah, totally. Yeah, it would be, the magazine wouldn't be the companion. The podcast would be the companion. That was back, you know, back when print media was king, man. It was a golden era, pre-digital. I didn't realise EdTV was a movie until long after I'd read the magazine. Cover to cover. Did you ever do that? Do you ever get that where you would go and see a film and then you'd go to W.H. Smith and you'd be like, oh, it's also a book.
Yeah.
And you'd buy a book of like Ghostbusters and you'd be like, this is not, like, even as a child, you'd be like, this is just somebody who's done like a comprehension exercise on.
This is just someone like, who's vaguely writing down what they vaguely remember the film as.
Well, this is what we should do now. We should write the books of EdTV. Together, I reckon we could do it.
What was the Michael Crichton book about
Jurassic
an ape?
Park. Jurassic Park.
No,
Jurassic Ape.
There was, yeah, wasn't there a book about an ape that was like vaguely King Kong-y that kind of got made off
Congo?
The back of Congo. King Congo.
I think I watched that in the cinema for one of my birthdays.
Yeah. Congo was
high on the hog after Jurassic Park. Like, I'll watch whatever this guy writes now. And then quickly decided, no, I'm not going to do that, actually.
Yeah, Congo. Congo was, in many ways, it was our Jurassic Park, wasn't it?
I'm going to have Jurassic Park, if that's okay.
Jurassic Park.
Listen, go back and watch them both. Congo holds up, man. Congo holds
oh,
up.
Oh, boy. This is a film podcast I would absolutely love to hear, where Parry defends the other film. That's what it's called, the other film.
It's called the other film.
And we give you a classic, and you're there going, no, actually, Dante's Peak was the superior point. You know, I really feel like that's not a bad concept, where we give you the movie, and we say, this is what was riding high, and you've got to tell us, you know, both in the conscience of the or the consciousness of the public, and also in the charts. But you have to say, no, that's not the one. This is the one. This is the one to watch.
Yeah, sure.
When
everyone
you do,
gets excited.
What was it called? The Prestige, and the, what was the other one?
The Illusionist. Is it something like that?
Yeah, yeah. And we'll present those, and Parry will go, no. What you don't remember is that Mitchell and Webb made a movie called The Magicians. And that is the movie we should be talking about.
Let's talk about Now You See Me.
Three.
Oh, now we're talking. Also with Woody
now
Harrelson. All my alternatives have Woody Harrelson in them.
what an ironic name for a movie as well. Now You See Me. No, I don't, mate.
No, you don't.
Absolutely don't.
Don't See Me Too. Still no.
No.
I didn't see you. I didn't see him. I haven't seen either of you. Now You See Me Too, of course, a Harvey Weinstein film. Am I right? Hello?
Oh, we heard it.
Save it for the WhatsApp, Tom.
So that was a lovely bit of business.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
It was good
Clarky's
stuff.
Clarky's phone pinging off the hook of me saying, can I leave the WhatsApp? It's just the three of us again.
Am I getting a smiley? Do you know, I'll say this about WhatsApp groups. The emojis have lessened the... I feel like the emojis are such a cheap way out of actually... You know, like when you used to... Back in the day, if you earned a ha-ha-ha-ha, it'd be like, I've really earned that. Whereas people just punching in a laughing emoji is... It's not the same currency.
Oh, no.
The other one is the thumbs up, which... I use the thumbs up a lot.
Yeah.
Apparently, it is quite a sort of our generational thing. Kids don't use the thumbs up, and they see it as almost a little bit rude. The thumbs up to, you know, rather than acknowledging, even to write K or something after the message just to say you've read it.
I hate K.
I hate K. I think that's more dismissive than the thumbs up. I think thumbs up, come on.
Yeah.
I'm the fans. You know, like it's, I'm like saying that's totally cool, man. That's it. But the thumbs up is still, it can feel a bit weird when you, like, you know, you send a long message and you just get the thumbs up and you're like, that's sort of not, thumbs up isn't, there's actually information in here that needs to be addressed. It's just like somebody, like, if
hang
you
on, hang
you,
on, hang on. Are we talking about our podcast group where you say, what days are you available this week? And I just give a thumbs up. Is that what this is?
Yeah, it's absolutely an intervention.
100% on this date or this date. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, go quiet for 4 hours.
And you know what? 4 hours, come on, 4 days. And do you know what thumbs up means? Listener dear, I can tell you now, thumbs up means I'm not available for either of those dates. That's what it means. It's a code it's taken us many years to crack.
We'll talk about this in 4 days.
I'm going to give you a thumbs up and then I'm going to just move away from the conversation and let you pull your hair out.
We need a Rosetta Stone for Parry's emojis.
I feel like the emojis have done for the hard-earned ha ha ha.
I think that a lot of people, though, I think it just depends on the currency you were already using, because I think a lot of people would have just been laughing face anyway.
Yeah.
And we were always ha ha has.
The crying laughing
really
thing.
Learnt it, ha 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 ha.
The crying laughing thing, when you know, like I always picture people sending the crying laughing thing with just like the most stony expression on it.
Yeah.
How often are you actually genuinely crying laughing? I mean, obviously when it's Tom's messages, always. Oh, I'm crying. Yeah. But the thing I think has been more devalued, even more so than the crying laughing emoji, is the heart. The heart used to be, you know, like you'd give like I love you.
Yeah.
On a card for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You'd go to a city that changed your life. You'd buy an I love New York, I heart New York t-shirt, you know?
Yeah.
The heart, if you drew a heart next to someone's name at primary school, that wasn't just like, yeah, they're okay. Which is kind of what the heart's become now. You know,
the heart's become, it's become a like, hasn't it?
The heart's become a like, yeah. And that's not what it should be.
Yeah. And if anything... If the heart's become a like, what's replaced the heart? Nothing. So, if anything, we've watered down love.
There is no... Yeah, you know, Black Eyed Peas. Where's the love?
On the EdTV soundtrack, that is.
Is it?
No, I don't know. Could be.
You telling me you don't play a little bit of that? What's wrong with the world, mama? See Martin Landau waving his arms around, you think, yeah. I think we are addicted to the trauma.
Yeah, right, man.
Wait, are they addicted to the trauma and like things that cause drama? Or are they addicted to the drama and like things that cause trauma? We'll never know.
We'll never know. I remember a different part of the song, because...
I'll tell you what, guys. I know you're asking for it. Bon Jovi are on there. Bare Naked Ladies are on there.
Bon Jovi made it onto the song.
Bare Naked Ladies. You know, 1 week turned 25.
UB40 are on there.
That's a lot of weeks.
That's more than 1 week. UB40 are on there.
Yep, I can believe that.
Love if the end of this episode was just a slow fade out to Tom reading
one
the soundtrack.
It should be. One for me, Corner Shop. One for Clarkie, Ozymandias.
Ozymandias, beautiful.
And Crosby, are you a fan of Joe Tex? I just don't know. We've run out of...
To be honest, Tom, I don't remember Joe Tex. Joe Tex is over, passed me by.
Joe Tex is you less and less but, these days, isn't he? Because he doesn't agree with
Joe Tex has left the conversation.
Have you got any agenda to try and wean off WhatsApp? Is that something that's ever on your agenda, do you think? Or are you still leaning hard into it?
No, I don't. I've got no problem with WhatsApp.
I like it.
I'm pretty good during the day. Like, there are certain groups, because obviously the company we keep, not everybody has a what you call a day job. So they'll often be popping off during the day.
Or a job. We're talking about you, Clark. He's right here.
So they'll often be popping off during the day, and I will just... I'm very good at kind of going, well, I'll put that on mute, and I'll enjoy that with a lot of ha-has. On the train home from
over a glass of red wine at night.
I genuinely think I can sit down, I can catch up with the correspondence of the day.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I enjoy 3 hours later you get a laughing emoji from Crosby and you think he enjoyed that.
He got round.
He got. Yeah. He got round.
He kind of enjoyed it. He didn't ha 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 enjoy it.
He got round to it and he enjoyed it.
Yeah,
but that's what I
took my time with it.
Yeah, the emojis do.
I thought
that.
About it.
The emojis do allow you to go back and go, yes, like that.
Yeah.
One.
Here's the thing. I don't think you can go back to a message that was sent more than a couple of minutes ago and stick a ha 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 on it.
Yeah.
It you can't reply with a ha ha ha. Yeah. It disrupts the flow of that. You seem mad. It's bad WhatsApp etiquette. You can't do that.
I still. Yeah.
Do you go? Are you going back, Parry, and checking your stats?
No. What?
If you think you've landed a perler, do you go back and go? Oh.
No, but you wait.
That was a seven. That was a seven in my head.
You stick one in and then you wait, don't you? And then you see and you think.
Who's going to buy it?
Yeah, and you go, I know more people enjoyed that than they're letting on.
Do you know what, though? For me, the absolute wounder, right? No, I'm the same as you, Parry. I'm absolutely the same as you. But the absolute wounder for me is the nice little riff going. Everyone's sending in messages. Everyone's putting a funny thing in. Lots of ha-has flying about. Yeah. Lots of ha-has flying about. You stick in your comment.
Bang.
Nothing. Zero.
Nothing.
Back again. Everyone back again. Bantering. Loads of ha-has. You go, oh, maybe someone's... And then you think, well, look, okay, fair enough. Maybe it got lost in the speed of it. Then somebody comes back through later, you know, with their glass of wine at 8 p.m. that night.
Still nothing.
Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Sees yours, skips it. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
And you sit there and go, well, I think that is just... That's just a texter who doesn't have the courage of their own convictions, because that on its own with the cold light of day is good stuff.
They just saw
it had no ha-has. You know, it's a bit like the festival stall where, you know, you always feel sorry for the food stall at the festival that hasn't got a queue.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to get that queue going. You see, you know, you think, oh, it looks like they've got a nice Subway sandwich there or whatever it's going to be, like a nice Greek wraps there, but there's no queue. What I'm going to do is I'm going to join this huge queue for this other thing.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what's happening there with my... I'm serving fantastic souvlaki, but because there's no queue around there, people just think...
You're throwing souvlaki to swine.
Souvlaki to swine. That's what I'm going to... I'm going to change the name of the technical...
That's good. That's a good title for a WhatsApp group.
Souvlaki to swine.
That's a good WhatsApp group.
Ben has left the group.
And then never be able to find what it's called. What the fuck did I call it? What the fuck is that?
Changing your names. Come on, guys. They should be set in stone.
I'm trying to wean off my groups. What that means is I'm kind of in the prime position of waiting for a really juicy moment to leave. Once you've kind of got a foot in the door,
you're doing a fantastic job of weaning off the when are you available to record this week? Honestly,
thumbs up.
To the point
Tom
where I didn't even know you were still a member of it.
Thumbs up. Tom Parry's left the conversation.
Is this your way of saying there's a juicy moment for me to leave? This is the last ever podcast you're recording with us.
I found
the juicy moment. Yeah,
here's a good tech idea. Did you see the news story the other day about the guy who faked his own death and then landed at his family, at his own funeral in a helicopter to teach his family a lesson?
Oh, no. What lesson is it?
It was clearly
he's got a lot of money.
Yeah,
he's a twat.
It was clearly some South American like drug lord or someone with like that kind of like mad energy and money, and faked his own death, and then arrived at his own funeral in a helicopter to show his family that they should value the time they have together more.
Oh my God.
In the same way,
cherish me.
In the same way, there should be a...
And then, ironically, his helicopter crashed, didn't it?
He landed straight into the hole.
He landed straight into his own grave.
The blades of his copter took out the rest of his family, actually. It was really awful. Awful it was. There should be, like, a cheat app that you could download that lets you... It says, Tom Parry's left this group, but you remain in the group...
Oh, you sneaky beaky.
You can WhatsApp fake your own death and then stick around and see what's really going on.
You know? Don't want to do that, Tom.
Just saying, people would.
Yeah.
Tom, just leave the group again.
People would. People would use that. They'd want to know.
No, but it's one of those things you should... you should never find out what people are saying about you behind your back.
On WhatsApp.
No good. Behind your back on WhatsApp, exactly, yeah. No good can ever come of that.
No.
I don't think any positives can come from... I'm going to put that in the exact same category as faking your own death and showing up at
It's exactly that.
Seems kind of cool, but the long-term effects of it are you're never really going to have anybody's trust ever again.
That is the whole issue with faking your own death. There is a certain element of seems kind of cool about it. It sounds cool. Bye.
Was that you faking your own death?
Yeah.
I was just saying, bye.
How was that?
No, because you stayed on camera while you did it.
Tom Cam still going.
Please tell me his last words. Well, actually, bye.
It's good last words, to be fair.
Bye.
Really good, yeah.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, anyway, there we go.
Oh, wow, yes. Tom has left the conversation. He's realised that his family have left the house and now he can go and relax and do something that... TomParry.com does not want you to see just yet.
The other thing that will happen, I don't really want to open this door at 46 minutes.
Okay.
Is through AI, you'll be able to never leave WhatsApp even after your death. And they'll put your entire, you'll be able to put your entire WhatsApp history into AI. And then Matthew Crosby will be able to remain in the groups as a presence.
That's good though, isn't it? Right? That's quite... In fact, I'll quite like that for just during the day.
Like your Twitter account,
but then
for example.
What benefit do you get from Matthew dying?
He's never leaving this group. He ain't leaving.
About his death, but the one upside we don't get.
You know that famous scene from Leonardo DiCaprio in that film? I call it the Business Ed TV. I call it.
Oh yeah.
I ain't leaving. I ain't leaving. And then he takes a swig from his bottle around his neck. I think that's it.
That's how
I remember it anyway. Business Ed TV, it's a good film.
House meeting.
What would you say to Roman Keith?
House meeting.
Probably nothing at all.
There you go.
Nice.
A house meeting with a mission. Go forth, watch the Truman Show, watch Ed TV, report back. I think we're in for a big old surprise.
All right.
I think it's going to be. You know what? I'm with you on this, Tom.
Yeah.
I feel like there is. I feel like there's. It's got a lot more to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got a lot more to say than. I'm up for the challenge.
There's
man.
Dirt under its nails, isn't there? There's dirt under its nails. I think Truman Show's a different beast.
I think it's going to be. I think we're going to find it a lot more sort of prescient than the Truman Show ever was, but.
Let's see.
Next house meeting, we'll find out and report back, and of course we'll have all forgotten to do that. Anyway, so a lovely message sent to our pappysflatshare@gmail.com email address. If you'd like to get in touch, please use that, pappysflatshare@gmail.com. This is from Andy. Now, you're going to be very happy with this one, Tom.
Okay.
Oh no.
Dear Ben, Matthew, Tom and Emma, in no particular reverse order. Long-time patron, first-time emailer, I think, here. Read the songs with foods in the title game in today's flat meeting.
Yes.
It's house meeting, but it should be flat meeting. You're absolutely right, Andrew. Another strong point of order. Read the songs with foods in the title game in today's flat meeting. Tom caught all sorts of flack for putting King of Rock and Roll in the first round because the hot dog in the lyrics isn't in the title, so it doesn't even count by the rules of the game, etc., etc. Hello.
Hello.
Writes Andrew. King of Rock and Roll?
Yeah, boy.
To rub it in, Matthew even picked Roll with it a few rounds later. Justice for Tom, yours edibly, Andy. And you know what, Andy? You're absolutely right. You know, you are 100% correct. I wholeheartedly apologise to Tom for saying he couldn't have King of Rock and Roll and then going for Roll with it as well.
Apology not accepted. No, apology accepted.
You know what? And that's also fine.
I wouldn't apologise either. Can we just take a moment as well? I think that might be the first ever Justice for Tom in the history of the podcast.
Oh yeah, that's
they're few and far between. That's why I had to make a. You know, we get Justice for Clarkie messages probably four or five
three or four times exactly. a week. Exactly. Just bung them in the Justice for Clarkie folder and delete. You know.
Exactly. We all get it.
In a folder first, though. I do appreciate that.
We all get it, right? We don't let Clarkie speak. When Clarkie says something really good, we're probably wittering away talking. Yeah, let's just take that as a given, all right? Tom and I talk loudly and over each other and don't really let Clarkie get a word in edgewise. But when Tom makes, when Tom gets crucified for no good reason by one of his nearest and dearest WhatsApp buddies, then Andy, you're absolutely right to point it out. Hashtag justice for Tom.
Beautiful. And if you think there's more justice that needs serving up after today's listen, then please do get in touch at Baffy's flat shed. Oh no.
How are you spelling that? How are you spelling it?
That's actually how you pronounce HTTP.
Tom has such an aversion to doing any of the actual like show admin that his throat seized up. He's now reaching for an EpiPen. His eyes have
absolutely
swollen.
No idea what I was about to say then. Please get in touch at pappy.share@email.com.
You must know.
But it's not that, is it?
Yeah, it's at email.com, Tom. Yeah, that's right.
Email.com. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Pappy'splatcher@email.com. Yeah. Don't forget to go to email.com if you want to know what emails are up to during the day.
Get in touch. And
it's pappy'splatcher@gmail.com. The details will be in the show notes, as indeed will the details of the live show as well.
I'll be sure to check
tonight.
It out.
Who knows? By the time this goes out, it might have sold out. It's certainly getting close to that.
Yes.
What a fun episode a this was today.
Lovely.
There's life in the old dog yet, eh, boys?
Yes, mate.
Today's episode was produced by
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Caution.
Caution.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.